even if you have your podcast title completely picked out, if you can use that and some others, those people that are offering the value to you, they're going to feel more connected to you and the podcast growth. They're going to be more invested into your show.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back, podcaster. It's your host, Adam A. Adams, and we are finishing out phase two of the pre-launch process. I will make sure that in our show notes just below you, you can scroll down a little bit and you will see direct link to the podcast episode that I just published two episodes ago. It was just this week. It was not the last episode, but the one before that. And we talked about the first phase of the pre-launch process. As you probably are aware, if you heard that one already, we are publishing a book. We're creating a book for podcasters. And my, what do you call it again? I'm trying to think of the name, the ghostwriter, the company that's helping me to write since I am dyslexic. I'm giving them all the info with my mouth, with my words. I'm telling them the info instead of written. I tell it to them recorded, and then they publish the book through it. And they were saying to me that the launch process was confusing. They were like, Adam has two pre-launch processes, not sure which one. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to separate them, segregate them. I'm going to record some episodes for you, the listener, so that you aren't confused. If you haven't yet started your podcast, you're going to get the most amount of value out of this. If you know somebody who hasn't yet started their podcast, I really hope that you do the right thing for them and share with them these two episodes, because I believe it's going to help them be a better podcaster. Because if you don't do the pre-launch process, you could really lose the game. So we talked about the music, the logo, the intro, the outro, the equipment, the call to action, and mapping the whole flow of the show on our last episode. This episode is phase two of the pre-launch process. So now I'm assuming you already have your equipment. Obviously, your intro and outro are recorded. You've already got the original theme music. Your logo is picked out. Your title of your podcast is picked out. You definitely understand who your avatar is and what you're trying to achieve through the podcast. You've got the call to action ready to go. You already have. This is so important. You've already got the equipment before you do this next phase. Because phase two has just two quick things. Number one is you record episodes. This is part of phase two of the pre-launch. This means you're recording prior to the actual launch. You're actually recording episodes before the podcast will ever go live. You don't record an episode, launch the podcast, and then you're always behind the eight ball. You record many episodes. And when it's ready, when everything's edited and marketed and produced, then you're going to go ahead and launch the podcast. So the recording of the episodes is something a lot of people miss. It's something that people forget. They think that they can be behind the eight ball, but you need to be ahead of the game. You need to be always ahead, or else you're going to get stressed out and you're going to quit. So pre-launch phase two involves the recording of episodes, many episodes. And phase two, the second part, is marketing your podcast. So I'm going to give you some tangibles here of how to record and how to market during the pre-launch. With the recording, the goal is that you're going to record enough episodes before you ever think about a launch. You're going to record enough. You're going to actually even edit the episodes for 1 month. And it might sound crazy to have a month's worth of content going, but I want to share with you that it's really not that much. I record more than this. I do more because I like to really be ahead of the game. But the goal here is that you won't ever think about your launch date until you have a whole month's worth of content. Now, what does a month worth of content look like? It depends on your podcast. So it's the typical lawyer engineer response. It depends. I'm using that now. Because it does. It literally depends on how popular you want your podcast, how many episodes you're going to do, and what is your time commitment? What level can you pour into this? So I'm going to share the minimum amount of recording episodes. On top of that, I'm going to record the amount that I do. Okay. So you'll just pick one of these or you'll land somewhere in between. The minimum is, and write this down. This is a good episode for some notes, note taking, because I'm giving you actual tangible tips for recording and marketing during your pre-launch. When recording, you are going to make sure that you record a trailer episode. A trailer episode is going to be 1 to 10 minutes. 1 to 10 minutes is a trailer episode where it basically calls out your avatar, because you already know who your avatar is. You record something that says, if you're this person, you're going to get this value listening to this podcast. That's the shortened version of what your trailer is. Now, I've got other episodes that we can link to that talk more about the trailer episode. In short, you're going to call out your avatar directly and let him or her know what they're going to get from your show. You want to record that. And you know what else you want to record? You want to record another 3 full episodes that are going to publish on day 1. So those 3 full episodes could be solo or they could be interview episodes. It doesn't matter. It could be someone else interviewing you. It could be you interviewing somebody else. Or like me on this podcast, I've chosen, instead of 3 episodes to come out on the first day, I chose to do 6 episodes come out the first day. And I chose to make it a course. So if you have been listening for a while, you probably are aware that the first 6 episodes of the podcast on podcasting is a free course for you to get involved in publishing your own podcast. It's everything A to Z that you're going to need to know. I've created a course and I didn't want to be one of those douchebags, no offense, who had to have a call to action and getting people on my list for everything they ever needed. I don't do that. Now I do that many times. I'm that much of a douchebag. But in the first 6 episodes, it is a course A to Z of how to launch a top podcast. And I make that available for free, where you don't have to give me your email address. You don't have to do anything except for just go to where you already are now and you go down to the first 6 episodes. So I chose to make my first episodes a course. I chose to do 6 instead of 3. You can choose 3, 4, 5, 6, or even 10 if you want to. And they can be interview episodes, solo episodes, or you can make it a course. I love doing the course because then I can easily tell people where to get the course. It's the first 6 episodes of the podcast. Additionally, outside of just the trailer and the 3 episodes that are going to launch on day 1, you're also going to want to record the episodes that drop on week 2, the episodes that drop on week 3, and the episodes that drop on week 4. Now we have a month's worth of content pre-recorded, edited, and approved before you ever think about the date of your launch. These recordings, if on the smallest end, that means you're going to have, let me count these up with you, trailer, that's 1, 3 on day 1, that's 4, 1 on week 2, that's 5, 1 on week 3, that's 6, and 1 on week 4, that's 7. If you're going to publish 1 episode a week, you're going to have at least 7 episodes recorded, produced, and approved before you ever select the launch date. So while you're doing that, while you're recording these 7 episodes, you've got the other part of the phase 2 of the pre-launch, which is marketing. And for the most part, this is organic social media marketing and calling friends, calling family, and marketing your podcast like a big self-promoter. Douchebag, right? You're going to become the douchebag for a second. You're going to self-promote yourself. You're going to push your podcast in front of all the people that you know and care about, and you're going to ask them for help. For example, here's 2 tangible things you can do with your marketing during the pre-launch phase. You might already have your logo and intro figured out, But to get there, you probably had to go through some iteration, some fails, some bad quality logos and bad quality titles in order to get to the one that you chose. So here's the two things that I have a lot of our clients doing when they launch a podcast with our help. I have them create a post where they publish something talking about they're coming out with our podcast finally. Everybody tells them that they should start a podcast, or they've been wanting to do it for 2 years, or they've been wanting to do it for 6 years, or they've been thinking about it ever since the beginning of the year, but they're finally coming out with it, or their mom told them that they should and they're doing it, something like that. They're going to say, hey, I'm coming out with my podcast and it's going to be for, and then you call out your avatar. It's going to be for a person that like this who wants to achieve that. It's going to be for a person like this, name it, who wants to achieve that, label it, so that that person knows exactly who it is. And then you say, so I'm going between a few titles and I wondered if my social media friends and family could give me your feedback. Human psychology shows that we have a real hard time not offering help. We want to help others. So giving our feedback, our opinions, it's very challenging not to do that. So when you make your post saying who your avatar is and what they want to achieve and let them know that you love their feedback, here's a couple of titles that you are looking at, and let them say their feedback. This is a wonderful part of the phase two of the pre-launch. It's a great part. Even if you have your podcast title completely picked out, if you can use that and some others, those people that are offering the value to you, they're going to feel more connected to you and the podcast growth. They're going to be more invested into your show by default. It's amazing how this psychology can work. So you're going to make a post like that. A lot of people are going to add their feedback below in the comment section. You're going to trigger some social media algorithms, which is going to push that in front of more people, add more social proofing to your podcast and how important your podcast truly is. And the other part of that phase two of marketing is when you get the four different logos. So then you'll say the same thing. Thank you for your help with titling the podcast. With your feedback, we selected this as the title. Give them the title. And then you say, here is a few different podcast artworks that I think might be good. And I'd love to get your opinions. Again, people have a hard time not giving you those opinions. So love to give you your opinion on the artwork that we have. Here's four iterations that we got from Grow Your Show, who was helping us do it. Or here's four options from four different people on Fiverr or some other platform where you can get people to do those artwork. And you will put those four images, and what do we call it, a ninja hack, an extra tip here, is that I found a way on my cell phone. Most smartphones can do this. You can edit photos, you can write on them. And so I just write in the, like the, perhaps the bottom left corner, or if that's too busy of a section for the podcast artwork and I need to move it to a different corner in the middle, I will move it there. So I might go to the top right or top left corner, any other place, if it's too busy in other places. So I find the place where it's more open and I will write, I'll type in the letter A or the number one on the first. And on the second, I'll do the letter B or the number two, or even a 2ND, right? And on the third, I might do 3RD, or I might do C, or I might just do number three, a number sign and the number three. The hashtag three. And on the fourth, as you could probably imagine, I just do D or fourth or number four. Okay. And then I put all four images on my social media, whether it's on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, it doesn't matter. They'll all be able to have multiple different photos. So I do that and then I send it. And now I'm getting a whole bunch more people commenting. So during phase two of the pre-launch process, what are the two things that I need to do? A, I need to record, edit, and produce and approve a whole month's worth of episodes. And number two, I need to continuously be doing marketing on my social media. Here's a couple other quick tangible takeaways for you It's simply other things that you could post on social media. Let's say, for example, you don't have enough pieces of artwork and you don't see the value, and I promise there's a lot there. Maybe you don't see the value of, I've already selected this one. Why would I show old ones? Why would I show old iterations that we're not going to choose? Maybe you don't see that. So here's some other things you can do. As you're recording these 7 episodes, that gives you 7 opportunities in order to get in front of your Facebook or social media followers, your family. Whereas you have the ability to say, oh my gosh, OMG, I just had an interview with Adam Adams and he dropped some fire on my podcast. I'm not going to be launching it for another 4 weeks, but when it comes out, I would be happy to send this episode to you. If you'd be interested, then just let me know in the comments below. See how effective that could be? I just interviewed Emily. I just interviewed Pamela Anderson. Maybe she's got a famous name. I just interviewed Pamela Anderson, and she talked about an experience that with her ex-husband that did X, Y, and Z for her. And if you want to hear that episode when it drops, I'd be more than happy to send that to you for free. Just let me know in the comments below, and I'll get it queued up when the podcast actually goes live. Or you might say something like this. Hey, I'm going to do a raffle. I'm going to do a giveaway. And I'm only offering this to you, my Facebook friends. How to be involved in the raffle is to listen to an episode or two of the podcast and leave an honest rating review of the show when it goes live. If you'd be interested, a Tesla, I'm giving away a free Tesla as part of this raffle, depending if you have the money to be giving away a Tesla. I'm not suggesting this to everyone, but you might say something like, I'm giving away for my podcast. Maybe I could say, I'm giving away a free microphone and webcam setup so you can start your podcast. If you'd like to be involved in the drawing, listen to an episode or two, leave an honest review of what you think the show is or isn't, and you'll automatically be in the drawing. And just to be clear, you don't have to give a 5-star review to be involved in this drawing. Just an honest review is all I'm looking for. Okay, so these are some ways of getting some people behind your movement. So getting some other humans to be invested in your podcast as it goes live. And that is phase 2 of the pre-launch process. The last piece to this that hasn't yet been mentioned of this pre-launch phase 2 process, the last piece to this is going to be very helpful and important for you, is you want to make sure that you're timing it so that once you have that entire month worth of content recorded, you decide on a date at least a week from the day that you're doing this. You decide on a launch date at least 1 week out, and then you will publish the trailer episode that's already been approved and produced, all of that. You'll publish that a week prior to the launch date. So that goes up, and then 1 week later on the launch day, the 3 or 6 episodes come out. And then you're publishing regularly every week. And for the next 3 weeks is already recorded and approved and edited and all that. Whereas for me and my podcast, we were doing 4 episodes a week. So I had a little bit harder time than you might, because I had to publish a trailer. And then 1 week later was my launch with 6. And then the next week had 4 more. And the next week had 4 more, and the next week had 4 more. So that ended up being something like 12 plus 6 is 18. That was 19 episodes that I had to have already recorded before I ever picked a launch day. And that's the best way to do the pre-launch. If you want to learn more, if you haven't heard phase 1 stuff about the original theme music, the logo, the intro, outro, equipment, calls to action, and the mapping of the show, that link is in the show notes, and you can hear what phase 1 is all about. I'll see you on the next episode. Oh, hey, because 3 of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make the money instead of cost them money, we put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help, because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.